Steve and Karen Goetz run a dairy farm in central Vermont. They're the type of people who think outside of the box. Not only do they let their cows out on pasture, and that's rare among dairy farmers, they also let their cows be part of the decision-making on their farm. They think their cows have some pretty good ideas. It all started on a hot summer day a couple years ago. The Goetzes noticed after the morning milking, their cows didn't want to go out on pasture. Instead, the cows stood at a gate that led into a large indoor shelter they call a pack. The Goetzes built this pack for the winter, so their cows could get out of the harsh winds. They didn't know why their cows would want to use it in the summer, but Steve Goetz says they gave it a try.
And what we did was we opened the gate to see what would happen, and what we found is that they came in and slept in the pack in the blazing hot heat, and it started to cool down in the afternoon. They went back out, and they grazed all night long.
Steve Goetz says there's been no loss in milk production, and all this makes a lot of sense. But he says they never read about this in any book or farm magazine. So Steve and Karen Goetz thought they'd see if their cows had any more good ideas, and the cows did. Karen Goetz says they were told their cows needed to give birth in an area separated from their herd. So they built a fence around a corner area of their indoor shelter. But soon, they saw their cows didn't like this. They wanted to be with the herd. So Karen Goetz says they let that happen too.
She can go off into a corner somewhere and calve and have enough space. And then she feels comfortable because she can get up and eat with the herd. She can be nursing the cow, but she's not separated. That's less stress for the cow. You know, we let them choose.
It's this kind of creativity that could help small farming come back to rural communities. That's what Martha Pickard thinks. She's a grazing specialist, and she says many farmers only know the industrial model used by large farms. So when they see families like the Goetzes grazing their cows, saving lots of money on feed, and letting the cows make decisions on their own, it gives them other options.
It's such a huge deal to change your style of management. I mean, it's like you getting up in the morning and having a completely different job. So it takes a certain personality type, someone who's willing to think outside the box, someone who's willing to have their neighbor stop by and say, why are you doing it that way? It's tough because they're usually on their own.
Martha Pickard wants those small farmers to realize they're not alone and to know there are others who are also rejecting this industrial way of farming. Daryl Emmick's with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says he's seen progress. Even though there's been a net loss of dairy farms in the region, Emmick's seen farms with alternative grass-based systems survive. He says that's hopeful.
25 years ago, we'd pretty much gotten away from this. And now today, farmers putting cows on pasture. Finally, we have that on the radar screen. And if I have a success story to share, that would be it.
Those small family farmers have realized the conventional wisdom pushed by the agricultural industry might hurt more than help them. And people like Martha Pickard and Daryl Emmick want to help those farmers learn from each other. They hope it means more farms will survive being taken over by corporate farming. For the Environment Report, I'm Kenna Oman.